It's amazing to me that nobody thought to ask, at least I haven't heard them ask, what are the health reasons that public health would provide free pipes to people who smoke meth and crack? Is it, as Anthony Fury is suggesting, to continue having people on drugs and not give them help? Or is there actually another health benefit to clean pipes? That is on the way. Also, John Right or Wrong is back. But first, it's the draft.
It's News Talk tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network. Here's your host, Jim Richards.
Every week here on a Tuesday night, we get two of our favorite people together to do a draft. It's like a sports draft, folks, meaning there are first round draft picks and you're allowed to pick five, four, in tonight's case, a playlist, which are best car songs for a road trip. The song that gets every single person excited about a road trip because you keep that car a-rockin'. And here to play with us tonight on the draft are two contestants, are Bill King, writer, broadcaster, musician, and also curator of music festivals. What is going on? Tell me a little bit about Acapella Week in Toronto, Bill.
Acapella Week as part of what we call the Sing International, the Toronto International Vocal Arts Festival. And it started yesterday. It's May 29th to 24th. It's at the Concert Hall, and it's all about acapella music in every form. And there's a proclamation out yesterday where the city is celebrating Acapella Week, and this is what it will be from now on. So everybody from Naturally 7 to every kind of voice is there, but it's without instruments.
That's pretty cool. Where can people get tickets?
At singtoronto.com.
SingToronto.com. That's pretty neat.
Yes.
And Eric Alper is a writer, broadcaster, musician, and photographer. And you need to check him out on Twitter. That Eric Alper. What is exciting in your life these days, Eric?
Well, it turned out that I'm a musician and a photographer, two things I'm not very good at. But other than that, you know, a lot of chores, you know, I'm sure that Bill can agree the last couple of years have been absolutely horrible for musicians and the touring industry and the music industry in general due to COVID. And now it seems like touring is back up and running. There's a lot of great live music out there, including the Sing Festival. And yeah, just working on a lot of stuff going on for the summer.
You are a publicist. I'm so sorry about that. Music commentator and shameless idealist.
My wife just said, you've got more jobs, and now I'm leaving for sure.
No, that's you. My apologies, Eric. Thank you very much for your time. Tony, who won the coin toss off the air to have the first overall pick?
Oh, coin toss went to Eric Alper.
Eric Alper, yes. Exciting times. We might not know who the hell you are, but you do have the number one draft pick overall. And that's who are you going with, Eric?
I am going with a song that the Metro Toronto Police has actually never said this, but they should. If you have this song in your car during a road trip, you might be going 10 kilometers over the speed limit. It's Running Down a Dream by Tom Petty.
Trees went back. Me and Dale were singing. Little runaway. I was flying. Yeah, running down a dream.
I can hear the whole car singing along right now, Running Down a Dream, Tom Petty. Is that one of your favorite go-tos when you get in the car?
That's actually not just my all-time favorite driving song, but that's the first song on my playlist whenever I decide that I'm stupid enough to try and do a marathon.
Oh, is that right? That's funny. Are both of you guys who make playlists for long trips?
I mostly it's just kind of listening to news talk.
Oh, that's such a perfect answer. All right, after I messed up his title, that he's kissing up. I'm the one who's supposed to be kissing up here, Eric. Let's go to Bill King. Bill King, what's your number one overall pick?
So, I thought about a place in the middle of nowhere. So let me just read you this. If you see a faded sign by the side of the road that's 15 miles to the Love Shack, I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway looking for the Love Getaway. Heading for the Love Getaway, I got me a car. It's as big as a whale, and we're heading down to the Love Shack.
Fun song. This was almost like a comeback for them, wasn't it, Bill?
Yes, it was too. But it's, you know, it's one of those things. If you're going to get in the car, a song's got to have some bounce to it.
Yeah.
You know?
There's Love Shack by B-52s, giving them a second breath in their career. That's the number one overall song by Bill King as we're doing road trip car songs. All right, Eric Alper, you are on the clock. What is your second overall pick?
My second overall pick was actually the first song that Bruce Springsteen wrote for the studio, meaning that he wrote it to go on record rather than performing it live. And when Bruce played this song for the very first time on May the 9th, 1974, when he opened up for Bonnie Raitt, the writer John Landau, who ended up becoming his manager later on, wrote, "I have seen the rock and roll's future, and his name is Bruce Springsteen." And it's because Bruce Springsteen performed Born to Run for the first time to the live audience.
We wrecked the mansions of glory and suicide machines, sprung from cages on Highway 9, chrome wheel, fuel injected, and stepping out over the line. Oh, maybe this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap. It's a suicide rap. We gotta get up while we're young, 'cause tramps like us, maybe we were forced to run.
I remember that song growing up, because so often I think all of our friends hear Bob Mackiewicz when he hosted the 6 o'clock Rock Report. He would kick off the weekend by playing that song at like 5 to 7 each and every Friday. So good memories, and yeah, it's a real good driving and road trip song. Okay, second pick overall, Bill, you're on the clock. What is your second overall pick?
Okay, now, you can't get in the car and go somewhere with your loved one, the person you travel with, because if it's a woman, it's about dance music. So I could have chose Don't Stop the Music from Rihanna, Uptown Funk, Dancing Queen, I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney Houston, but I went with Boogie Wonderland. My lady loves it.
Say, I mean, when I was younger, I don't think I appreciated Earth, Wind, and Fire as great as they are, because they were a fantastic and maybe one of the most underrated bands ever, or by people who love them, maybe properly rated, Bill.
I would say this, Boogie Wonderland and September, two songs you can put on anytime and you go, these are amazing tracks.
Yeah.
And it always feels good when you put them on, you know? You
all
feel
right.
Great.
Eric Alper is with us, as is Bill King. This is the Draft Road Trip Edition here on the iHeart Talk Radio Network with rounds 3 through 5 next here on News Talk Tonight. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
We're back here on News Talk Tonight, and we are featuring the draft tonight with best road trip songs. We have two people who are drafting sports styles back and forth, trying to put the best team and or playlist together, and we're into the third round, if you will. We're joined by Eric Alper, who is a Canadian music correspondent, a publicist, and lifelong musicaholic, and also a Bill King, writer, broadcaster, musician, photographer, and also happy to be a part of Acapella Week. One more time on where people can get tickets, Bill.
SingToronto.com. You're going to love this.
All right. Yeah, it does sound like a lot of fun. Okay. We're into the third round. And if people are just joining us, best car road trip songs. First overall for Bill King was Love Shack. And he followed that up with Boogie Wonderland into the third round for Eric Alper. His first song was Running Down a Dream, followed by Born to Run. And it means that Eric Alper is on the clock for the third round. Who are you picking here, Eric?
Well, this band, Golden Earring, was founded in 1961, but when they kind of broke through in 1974 with Radar Love, for a lot of people that heard this song, they had no idea that the band had been around for that long. And in fact, there's a line in the song that says, the radio's playing some forgotten song, Brenda Lee's Coming On Strong. And a lot of people didn't even know that Brenda Lee had a song called Coming On Strong back then. So I'm going to go for my third pick with Golden Earring from Radar Love.
I had no idea that reference meant that. And that would be the Golden Earring Orchestra, Golden Earring with Radar Love. That's the third overall pick on car/road trip songs from Team Eric Alper. Let's go to Bill King with his third overall pick. Bill, you are on the clock.
Okay, Christine, my wife Christine and I have driven across the Southwest many times.
Yep.
And one of the things, when you're on a road trip, say if you're single on a road trip, you stop in a roadside bar. Well, this was called Dick the Chicken. And this is where people meet somebody on the trip and some magic happens.
That's the Dixie Chicken by Little Feat, who have one of the best album titles, I think, of all time. What is it? Feats Don't Fail Me Now?
That's right.
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it is. It's a great album, and also the name's a lot of fun. Okay, so that's the third round. Radar Love from Eric Alper, Bill King with Little Feat's Dixie Chicken. Let's get into the fourth overall round. You're on the clock. Eric, what is your fourth overall song?
My fourth overall song was a song that in total, this song took about 40% of the time spent on the band's Joshua Tree album. The band, of course, is U2. And when they recorded Where the Streets Have No Name, it was so complex and such a mind-bending experience that the producer, Brian Eno, almost threw out the entire track before it was finished. He was so frustrated with it, but it turned out to be a masterpiece. And by the way, one of the greatest opening tracks of any album ever. It's Where the Streets Have No Name by U2.
Go. The fourth overall pick for Eric Alper, Where the Streets Have No Name from U2. That makes it Bill King's fourth overall pick. Bill, what is your fourth overall pick?
Well, this came out originally with Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston in 1966. But if you're a couple traveling any distance whatsoever, you better play this song. This is Tina Turner and Rod Stewart, It Takes Two.
There you go. That's It Takes Two from Tina Turner and Rod Stewart. I think we got Eric Alper's take on the passing of Tina Turner. I don't think we've heard from you, Bill. You must have been especially saddened by that passing.
Yes, and Eric did an amazing job on covering that, too. I heard it on the air. It was fantastic. I just think that her passing... To me, I wrote a piece that's coming out at FYI Music News on Thursday, and it's about the greatest generation, which I refer to as pop music. So like Whitney and Aretha and Celine Dion and all of these were the great voices.
Yeah.
I think with Tina gone, we're losing all the great voices, and I don't think we'll ever have a generation like that again.
Yeah.
And I didn't think she would ever die. She's immortal to me, you know?
It's just an amazing story on so many fronts in that life. Okay,
yeah.
Fifth and final round here. Let's go quickly through them one more time before we get to the final picks. Let's talk about Eric Alper's selection as you're going to vote on your favorite playlist at 7-10-10. Eric started with Running Down a Dream from Tom Petty. That was followed by Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. Then it was Radar Love by Golden Earring. And the fourth pick was Where the Streets Have No Name from U2. So here we are with the fifth and final pick for Eric Alper's Best Road Trip Car Songs. Eric, you're on the clock. What is your fifth overall song?
Well, this one goes out to all the Canadians that are going to be taking a road trip out there. It's Life is a Highway by Tom Cochrane. And if you go to Manitoba, you can actually drive on a section of highway called Tom Cochrane's Life is a Highway. It starts in his hometown of Lynn Lake, Manitoba, and it ends in Thompson, Manitoba. So go on, have fun this summer. Here's Life is a Highway by Tom Cochrane.
So there you go. Life is a Highway by Tom Cochrane, the fifth overall road trip car song from Eric Alper. Let's reset for you from Bill King. You had a Love Shack from the B-52s. And that was followed by Boogie Wonderland by Earth, Wind & Fire. Then it was Dixie Chicken by Little Feat. Tina Turner and Rod Stewart, It Takes Two. And that'll be followed by what song at your fifth overall pick, Bill?
I think some music from Jamaica. If I'm in the car, I love reggae. So I got to have some funky Kingston with Toots and the Maytals. Roots and blues.
Bootsy Collins, yeah.
Isn't it good?
Yeah, it's so fun. Yeah, I was listening to it when we were recording it earlier. Hey, great playlist by both of you guys. Thank you very much for being good sports. Always appreciate it. People can vote at 7-10-10 on whose playlist is their favorite. Bill King and Eric Alper, thank you very much for your time, and have a great night.
Thanks so much for having me. Thanks, Bill.
All right, straight ahead. Why would there be free crack pipes or meth pipes given out by a city? Is there a health reason? That's next on the iHeartTalk Radio Network.